This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Shazana Mokhtar. For many, International Business Machines, or IBM, has built a reputation synonymous with mainframe technology. However, under global CEO Arvind Krishna, IBM is pivoting its focus to artificial intelligence and hybrid cloud. What does this shift in gears mean for IBM in Malaysia? And what role do they see themselves playing in the country's push towards a digital future? Joining me to discuss this today is Catherine Lian, Managing Director of IBM Malaysia. Good morning, Catherine. Welcome to The Breakfast Grill.
Hi, good morning. Great to be here.
IBM's longevity in the technology space is in no small part due to its willingness to reinvent its offerings over the years. And most recently, IBM has signaled that the next chapter will be artificial intelligence and hybrid cloud. I am wondering, though, whether this shift is coming late for IBM, given that these spaces are fiercely competitive, with many newer and more nimble players, particularly in cloud computing. So, is IBM playing catch-up, really, into a very competitive space?
Thank you for your question. IBM has always believed that in the fundamental promise of technology, that when we apply innovation to the real-world problems, we drive progress for both business and society. You are right. Today's IBM is more focused, more technology capable, more agile, and more financially sound. IBM is all in on hybrid cloud and AI because we understand that businesses need a clearer and credible path to modernizing their mission-critical systems. Across industries, our customers are eager to apply hybrid cloud and AI to transform the way their businesses work. And the time is now, especially during the pandemic COVID-19, we have really seen that the shifts in the technology digital transformation has actually been increasing. We have also been orientating our portfolio around a platform-centric model with Red Hat at the core, infusing our software with open standards that accelerate the adoption of hybrid cloud and application of AI across our offerings and those of our competitors.
I want to understand IBM's Malaysian presence in light of this transition to an AI and hybrid cloud-focused business. What would you say is IBM's core business in the country? Is it more a hardware company or a software solutions provider?
It is interesting that you ask. I think core to our business, we are driving towards the technology transformation here in this country. With hybrid cloud and AI leading the way, we believe that this is in line to the demands of the public and the private sectors here in Malaysia. Our continuous journey here in since 1960 has really been making sure that we are the key technology solutions provider to all the needs of the transformation journey of every company. What we are actually seeing together today is the public and private partnership that creates the new business models and business resiliencies, whereby technology enhances the Malaysia business operations to be more effective, productive, and resulting to a high increase of revenue streams. This is where IBM Malaysia comes in, to be the strong technology provider in making sure that hybrid cloud and AI leads the way.
What is the key driver of top-line growth for IBM in Malaysia?
Well, in line with our hybrid cloud and AI, our revenue sources are actually coming from three streams of business, which is the hardware business, the software business, and the consulting business. And we are here in line with where we have seen the transformation. These three integration of business units is where we are running through the trajectory of growth here in the country.
Could you give a breakdown maybe of percentages in terms of how much your revenue comprises of the hardware segment or the software segment, etc.?
We are not able to actually give a rough estimation of numbers, but by percentage, it is actually quite a significant contribution that the systems and software business is leading the way followed by the consulting businesses here in the country.
I think IBM has established itself as the mainframe specialist. But if it's pushing for a hybrid cloud future, does this not eat into your mainframe or hardware business? Is that ultimately what you're aiming for, the fact that a hardware will decrease in its segment size, focusing more on the software element?
Well, we actually believe that these overall technology solutions will coexist together. Yes. In our system and hardware business, we actually have the three portions aside from mainframe. We have the storage and we have got the power systems. And we actually believe that as we drive towards the hybrid cloud and AI solutions, this solutioning will actually work in tandem to be able to provide the best solution to the customers according to the needs of the customers.
Okay, so you say these two segments kind of working in tandem. One is not going to eclipse the other, but they will coexist together moving forward. Can you talk to me about your market share for mainframes in Malaysia? How much market share does IBM have when it comes to hardware?
For the non-86 base industry, IBM remains to be number one market share in the industry. And this I quote from IDC report. And I think the most interesting part that we see is that in IBM Malaysia, we power almost all the banks, or rather the banking institutions here in Malaysia. And it is our honor to be able to continue to serve the banking institutions with their respect of trust that they have actually invested with IBM all these years.
Okay, so banking is a key client for IBM in Malaysia. What about your public sector engagement? And more broadly, do your largest markets come from the public or the private sector in Malaysia?
We actually have a blend of both, but the largest stream of businesses is actually driven by the enterprise private sector. And enterprise private sectors, I actually mean by the large corporations of banking sectors and conglomerates, and followed by the government sectors. But it is interesting to see how a blend of this industry is actually moving forward, because as you actually look at the industry growth that's going to drive the technology consumption here in Malaysia, it is largely driven by the financial banking institution, followed by the government, and then the telco industries.
Based on that, it does seem that IBM is geared more towards the higher end, larger companies, maybe those with bigger pockets to fund their services. But the backbone of Malaysia's economy is SMEs. I think according to the Department of Statistics, some 98% of business enterprises in Malaysia are SMEs. So I'm wondering what that means about IBM's growth here. If your pool of clients is relatively small, where will growth come from?
Interestingly, SMEs has long been integrated part of Malaysia's economic growth, and it is expected to assume a greater role. At IBM, I'm actually glad to share with you that the budget allocated of series and initiatives from the government has actually put through the SMEs, I call it as the innovation of technologies driving to remain competitive in this new normal. Now, SMEs will need to engage with technology partners who can give them access to relevant technologies and help them address these requirements as we move along. Now, we have actually been pulling through a lot of initiations and also focus in these SMEs' expectations, because IBM Cloud Solutions can help SMEs to access to the capability, security and services that they need to keep their operations running. By implementing advanced technologies, they are also able to drive a lot of business strategies across their organization. As an example, recently we have partnered with MADX Panel, one of the leading Malaysia fintech software solutions company, to implement IBM Cloud Solutions to improve their digital services for its micro, small and medium-sized enterprise clients across the region. And this win for us is significant because we believe that the SME growth is here that will be able to drive the accelerated trajectory here in Malaysia.
I'm speaking this morning to Catherine Lian, Managing Director of IBM Malaysia. When we come back, a deeper look into what hybrid cloud means and the potential it has for business. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Shazana Mokhtar, and with me today on the show is Catherine Lian, Managing Director of IBM Malaysia. Catherine, earlier we were talking about how IBM is redirecting its focus to the areas of artificial intelligence and hybrid cloud. I really want to delve into that more deeply. Talk to me about hybrid cloud and why IBM believes this is the future of computing.
Shazana, it's really interesting to see how the market has evolved in terms of the technology demand. Our observations of our clients across the country is that the hybrid cloud architecture essentially provides multiple types of needs over to the customers. Now, we have got public cloud, private cloud, and also the on-prem IT premises. And looking through at how they are looking at the needs of a cloud adoption is all about providing them a single, flexible and optimal cloud infrastructure for running computing workloads, regardless of vendor. And what is more important, as what we have actually seen through, is that nearly 66% of respondents here in Malaysia through an IBM study has mentioned that workloads being completely portable with no vendor lock-in is important or extremely important for the success of their digital initiatives. And what is more important also is that organizations are increasingly adopting hybrid multi-cloud approach. And it is where we are actually looking at a lot of initiatives that's been done towards building up the success of this initiative.
Is hybrid cloud more expensive than relying on mainframes or public cloud separately?
Well, it actually really depends on how a customer wants to approach the adoption of the hybrid cloud. In terms of cost perspective, there could be a lot of elements that will drive the cost expenses of these strategies. But what is more important, as IBM embark into a hybrid cloud strategy, we will assess through the needs of the organization. And then we will advise through the deployment process on a basis of where the affordability will come in and making sure that at the end of the day, it makes sense for the customers to look at the return of investments for where they have seen at the start.
So based on that then, at this stage, do you see that there are certain sectors or industries that would be better suited to hybrid cloud than others?
For customers that really looks into making sure that they have got their peace of mind in data protection, making sure that the hybrid cloud architecture is essential for them to drive through all the connectivities and also critical workloads platform, these will be the customers that will adopt through the cloud adoptions faster than the rest of the organizations. What we have also seen is that there is actually not a one-cloud-fits-all approach. In our opinion, it doesn't work because companies want flexibility to run their mission-critical workloads across any platform without having to rewrite anything as they go. So in the context of adoption, we will actually see large enterprises will lead the way, and the smaller consumptions will really depends on how strong their ecosystem is to run the migration. In every part of the organization, there is always a talk about cloud, whether it's on-premise, whether it's multi-cloud, and whether it's hybrid cloud. I believe the adoption on on-prem cloud would definitely be a much more higher adoption rate now. But the interesting part is how the customers are seeing through the overall hybrid cloud and multi-cloud as well.
I'm curious about the market for hybrid cloud in Malaysia, because you cited the statistic of 66% of respondents to a survey that you conducted. They did identify that they need workloads to be portable, which is suitable for hybrid cloud solutions. But in that same study, only 15% of Malaysian executives reported using a single private or public cloud, which was even less than pre-pandemic, actually. So it just seems that the awareness for cloud solutions is dwindling. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, Shazana, it's a fair assessment as what we have seen. But more importantly is that if you have actually seen the COVID-19 pandemic of recent, there are actually a lot of challenges that we are actually seeing in running through a lot of implementations. Number one, it is to do with many organizations which are actually seeing what is seemingly more important, keeping their lights on, making sure that their operations work through. Second, making sure that the safety of their employees are there at all times. Lastly, I think this year is an anomaly. I mean, we have actually seen a lot of movements of projects, a lot of decisions making by the IT consultants are actually been taken in slower than where it was before. And I think it is only natural because the most important line of sight that we have seen for this year is to really make sure that the company drives in, keeping their lights on, making sure that they don't make much changes while the safety of the employees are intact at all times.
Okay, so in other words, you're saying that at the moment, it seems that companies in Malaysia aren't really prioritizing this shift to cloud. They have other priorities that they're focused on. You expect this to improve in the coming year?
Oh, definitely. I think what we are actually seeing today is as the company runs through a more technology capabilities with more agile strategies to go, it will actually clear a very good businesses alignment and a credible path for them to modernize their mission critical systems. And we believe as we move forward, the orientation of the portfolio will drive as one, and it will be in line towards the needs of the transformation journey here in this country.
I want to talk about the public sector, because IBM has spoken enthusiastically about the government's plan for digital transformation across the public sector. At this stage, are there projects or initiatives that IBM is working with the government to achieve this aim that you're able to share?
Yes. What we have actually seen through in the partnership with the government, especially in driving the adoption of hybrid cloud and AI. And that is actually in the finance ministry, the transportation ministry, and also in the immigration department ministry. But what is more interesting that I would like to share, Shazana, is the interest and the commitment of IBM Malaysia, aside from the technology adoption, is our contribution towards the digital talent development here in the country. As you have actually seen, the major disruptions in the recent years has also promised the change of the very nature of work. From the ongoing shifts caused by COVID-19 pandemic, the impacts caused by automation and other possible disruption, what we have actually seen here is really the need of digital talent. At IBM, we welcome the government's continued emphasis on our nation's education. This is where IBM Malaysia continues to invest and expand our belief in people by collaborating with public and private sector to bridge the digital talent gap here in Malaysia. And what we have actually launched is the PTech program, or the Pathways in Technology, and also the IBM Skills Build with the Learning Institute. Now, this is important because as the country drives towards the nation of digital transformation, the skill sets of tomorrow has to be equipped here in the country to cater for the growth of the technology gains.
Catherine, why is there such a big digital gap when it comes to talent in Malaysia? What do you think are the reasons for that and the challenges that that need to be overcome in order to create that pipeline of talent to fulfill the digital transformation?
In our opinion, talent is everywhere. However, the training opportunities to focus on IT needs to continue to be a collaboration between the private and public sector. for the access to expand the digital skills and employment opportunities, regardless of where we are seeing, this is where the digital economy must thrive. Now, on the digital gaps, that what we are actually looking at is because with the robust transformation of every organization, the skills gaps has to actually be quicker than where it was. And what we are seemingly seeing now is as the robust economy drives through, the digital gaps has to actually be narrowing down. And this is where we have to start. We have to start from the younger generation. And if you look at IBM Malaysia's program, we are starting from as young as the collaboration with Form 4, Form 5 students in the vocational schools to even Form 5 levels to a diploma holder. And when they come out in 4 to 5 years' time, that's where they are going to be equipped with the talents that is required.
But what you're describing also is that this requires time, and this talent gap isn't something that's going to be resolved overnight or even in the next year. It'll take years before we actually have that pipeline of talent to fulfill what's needed. Okay, in the little bit of time that we have, Catherine, can I turn our attention to the closure of the Global Delivery Center in Cyberjaya this year? So IBM did create headlines when it closed its Cyberjaya outlet. Why was the GDC closed?
As part of IBM's continual reviewer to making sure that it is the most efficient way for us to source our products and services, our global center supporting our client information technology infrastructure, which was located in Cyberjaya, was closed in the mid of this year. But there is no impact to other IBM operations here in Malaysia. IBM Malaysia remains committed to drive the building of the capacity and the capability to help our clients on their journey in hybrid cloud and AI.
The impression within tech circles seemed to be that this closure was out of the blue. It seemed to take the tech community by surprise. Was this a rather sudden decision, or had this been in the works for a while?
Right. So as IBM continues to actually drive and observe through the best way to serve our sourcing of our products and services, this is actually a decision that was made and a decision that was made that was taken by mid of this year.
And how does Malaysia rank in terms of investment climate with its peers in the region? I mean, the GDC was a major investment back in 2011. Is IBM making plans to make further investments in the country at the moment?
We are always looking at the best ways to serve our customers and making sure that we provide a very strong support to the government and to our clients here to drive their digital transformations and their journey to help the businesses accelerate the digital adoption here. Now, what IBM Malaysia has been involved in the investment, it is really through the digital talent that we have committed to. The emphasis that we have been driving in our contributions to the digital talent development has actually been one of the investment that we have built here in the country. Our belief is that there is no quick an easy solution to any digital skills gap here in the country. We believe that the expansion and the investment by collaborating with public and private sector will bridge through the digital talent gap here in the country through the programs and platforms that we have built. For example, we are actually going to build through a recent announcement of the collaboration with Polytechnic Balit Pulau. We are establishing the IBM Skills Build at PBU Learning Institute. And the collaboration, first of its kind here in Malaysia, is expected to benefit almost 800 students at Polytechnic Balit Pulau annually. And this will serve us to drive the industry-relevant high-value talent in the northern corridor of Malaysia. So what we are seemingly doing is to actually build the investment for tomorrow.
On that note then, Catherine, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking to Catherine Lian, Managing Director of IBM Malaysia. This has been The Breakfast Grill on BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.